Let's get some analysis now on the deteriorating situation in the Middle East. Julian Barnes-Darcy is Director of the Middle East and North Africa Programme with the think tank, the European Council on Foreign Relations. Julian, thanks for taking our call this morning. The focus now is on how Israel will respond to Iran's attack on them on Saturday night. Do you think Benjamin Netanyahu will follow the advice of Joe Biden and take the win?
I think there's going to be immense pressure in Israel to respond militarily in some form. I think that potentially, given the risks within Gaza, within on Israel's northern front with Hezbollah, they may wait it out a bit. But I don't think this is something that's going to go away. Israel will want to respond at a moment of its choosing. And I think the risk will remain high that that will provoke further Iranian responses.
America has said they will not be part of any retaliatory response. Could this be seen as Iran almost throwing down the gauntlet to the United States? Risk all-out war or rein in Israel on Gaza?
Well, I think Iran has in one sense, tried to take a calibrated approach since October 7th. They have not engaged more directly. Israel has steadily been escalating its attacks on Iranian personnel and assets, including, obviously, this attack on the embassy on April 1st. So I think from an Iranian perspective, they will say, look, we're not the one pushing the envelope here. And they've come out quite clearly and said, before this attack and during it and after it, that we don't want to continue escalating. So I think from an Iranian perspective, the ball is now in Israel's camp, and they're basically saying, look, we've done our bit. If you want to take the fight further forward, we'll respond in kind. But that's not on us at the moment.
Is it not ready or able to provoke a direct war with Israel?
I think it's two things here. One, it's concerned of what that would look like. And obviously, it could impose very severe costs on it. If it does involve U.S. participation, the Israelis would hit its key regional ally Hezbollah, very intensely. Iran would clearly come out of it in a weakened state. I think the other thing is Iran doesn't want to distract from the situation in Gaza, which it views as something that is strategically weakening and isolating Israel on a global stage. And it knows that a war with Iran is essentially something that will change the conversation away from Israel's culpability in Gaza. So the Iranians think that it would be a trap, in a sense, to be drawn into a war right now when Israel is actually harming itself more broadly by its conduct in Gaza.
Does the EU have much influence here?
Not hugely, no. I think that there's a lot of hard power unfolding on the ground, and those with guns are obviously driving the conversation. But the Europeans do have access, are talking to all the parties. And I think if they were finally able to talk in a more united, coherent, strong position, particularly on the Gaza situation, that they could apply a bit more political pressure in tandem with the US to try and drive the escalation, which is so necessary and urgent for the region.
Thank you very much indeed, Julian Barnes-Darcy from the European Council on Foreign Relations.